Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Is your teenager now avoiding you? Do they find you too boring to want to spend time with anymore? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 16, is titled Staying Connected to Your Teenager. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And like you just heard, we're going to talk about the challenges of staying connected to your teenager. It's a question that comes from Lisa of Aptos, California. And of course, we all know this is an educational podcast to give you great strategies for achieving your dream of a healthy and happy family. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, Lisa writes, my 15-year-old son, he hates being home, and when he is home, he stays in his bedroom. He says we're boring. What does he really mean by that, and how can I create more fun? Well, thanks for your question, Lisa, because I think it speaks to a situation many parents face. Commonly, teenagers report that their parents are boring, and teens do tend to hold up in their rooms quite a bit. Here's some of what's going on. As children, our kids look to their parents as the source of entertainment. And then as teens, they're moving away from childhood and identification with their families towards young adulthood and identification with their peer group. So their interests and activities and relationships are much more peer-focused than they were as children. Also, teen neurology is in a dynamic process of transformation, and one aspect of this is an increase in dopamine release with new and exciting things. And this encourages kids to seek out and look for excitement. So now things are either boring unless they are exciting. This, of course, has huge implications for how kids learn and the importance of middle and high schools creating exciting environments using very active, engaging teaching methods, but that's another podcast. Also, 15 is a challenging age for many kids. They're no longer children. They're not the 12, 13, 14-year-old early teens, and they're not that 16, 17, 18 group that's really looking towards their young adulthoods where they have driver's licenses and are moving forward. It's right there, right in the middle, so they're kind of in an awkward place in their lives at 15. Now, kids spending more time in their rooms is very common since they now want less time with their parents and family members. Also, they have homework, which many kids do more independently now, and they simply want privacy. Also, if they have internet devices like phones and computers, they can stay connected to their peer group and otherwise keep themselves pretty entertained. So, Lisa, it's not uncommon at all for kids to do some amount of avoiding their parents and hiding out in their rooms or wanting to hang out more with their friends. Yet, your 15-year-old is still a family member and still needs his parents and needs to participate in the family in a positive way. Sure, he'll want more privacy and independence, but he still has chores, family relationships to honor, and accountability to his parents. And even though our kids are spending more time in their rooms, we need to know that they're safe and doing safe and healthy things. So, Lisa, here are some things to think about. Is his avoidance of his parents an avoidance of his responsibilities? How's he doing in school? Does he have positive interests he's pursuing? Does he have positive peer relationships? What is he doing when he is away from home? When he's holed up in his room, what's he doing? Is he playing endless computer games? There definitely needs to be limits on that. Are you aware of his internet activities? Parents need to know that their kids' use of the internet is appropriate. Everything from profound porn to how to make bombs is there. So I'm not obviously saying that your kid is making bombs, but we need to know. And there needs to be limits on the amount of time kids spend on even appropriate online activities. It's very addicting, and it can become a substitute for other things, and so kids can lose balance in their lives. Here are some ways that you can avoid the problem of being too boring. If he has strong interests, you can join and encourage those. Common interests for kids include anything in sports or physical activities. It includes making music, making art, performance art like dance or theater. Even, for instance, skateboarding. You can watch extreme skateboarding together. You can go to events. You can watch videos. Or you can go to a skate park and take videos of your kid skateboarding. You can involve your teenager in planning family outings or trips. Often kids will want to bring a friend, and that's a good way to combine your teen growing peer relationships and staying engaged with your teenager. Often, you know, the friend will be polite and will be a positive influence on your teen being more respectful and having a better attitude towards their parents too. So it's not a bad idea. Then in terms of being engaged in the home, there are lots of different ways he can, for instance, be part of preparing a meal. Let him choose a dinner he'd like, and then you and he can find a recipe for it, and then you can make it together. Kids feel great after they create something. They may whine and complain the whole way, and then feel proud when it's all said and done. Or he can participate in an after-dinner cleanup with his parents, which he'll probably enjoy a little less and feel less accomplished with, but they need to be involved. Your kid could be involved in a weekend improvement or repair project with either his mom or his dad. So if your teenager has become oppositional or simply unmovable, for instance, in other words, they just close down or say no to everything you suggest, they may need to have some privileges suspended. Remember, they are accountable to you, and they may have privileges that they're not earning. And privileges are earned with a good attitude and positive engagement with their responsibilities. So there needs to be an acknowledgement, like if mom or dad say, I need to choose something positive to do, then they need to choose something positive to do, or all those other things that they're doing, like having a phone and being on the internet, are things that they're now taking for granted that might need to go away. So in summary, Lisa, it's not uncommon for teens to want their privacy. We do need to be sure that their private activity is not destructive and endless online activity is not healthy. So there needs to be some parental limits on that. It is important for kids to play an active role in their family life, helping a sibling, planning outings or vacations, and participating and adding value in family routines should all be part of expectations of our teenagers. Parents do need to tune into their kids' interests and connect with their kids by supporting their activities. Otherwise, you know, our kids and parents could become distant when kids really do need their parents. They may not show it, they may even express the very opposite, but they do indeed need us all the way through their adolescence and beyond. So if your kids act like their parents are only a source of annoyance during adolescence, don't take it personally. And remember, they do in fact need you, and have faith that as they grow into and through their young adult years, that the investment you put into your relationship with them, including setting limits, and the fact that you stayed positive and believed in them will pay big dividends. Hey, Lisa, thanks so much for your question. I think we all benefited from addressing it. And please, listeners, do not hesitate to send me your question. Also, feel free to go to my website and sign up for my weekly newsletter and download a free control battle assessment to see where your relationship with your teenager stands. Thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.